catch.
Oh, cheers, Dave.
What are you watching?
It's Newsnight, I think.
Yeah? Well, where's Jeremy Paxman?
Over there at the back, holding the bag of carrots.
Oh, right. I didn't know he had a beard.
Well, maybe it's not Newsnight then. Shall I flick around?
Might as well. Why is the telly always so awful at this time of night? When you get back from the pub, you want a bit of entertainment.
It's not always this bad. Remember that 20-part series on ball bearings? That was brilliant, that was. Not much of a plot, though.
No. And then there was Stuff Your Pets, of course.
Now, that was good. Shame they took it off after the first week, though.
Well, they had to, after all the complaints. The O'Gradys in number 25 are still getting divorced, you know.
She never forgave him, then?
No. Poor old Rover. Took them weeks to get rid of the smell.
Well, I don't think he was supposed to use Paxo, was he?
No. But I think my efforts came out all right, though.
Yeah, that pigeon looks great on top of the telly. It could do with a wash, though. I'm not sure I like the look of those mushrooms growing out of his head. Maybe you should run him under the tap again.
Oh, I'll take him into the bath with me. Oh, next time I have one.
I'm surprised Marco hasn't had a go at cleaning him up.
I've told him not to. He uses Brillo pads to clean everything. Poor old Tweety Pie would fall to bits.
Here, have you heard those weird noises coming out of his room lately?
Oh, you mean like the weird noises which come out of your room after you've had 8 pints of Thiek Willys and a curry?
No, the noises he makes when Sarah comes round to stay. All that banging.
Oh, well.
And drilling and filing.
Oh, that. He said he was building something. An automatic toilet cleaner, hopefully.
Talking of toilets, can you smell something?
Well, I was being polite. I thought it was you.
No. It's coming from over there.
Yeah? Oh, well. Come on, Tweety. Looks like it's bath time.
Sarah?
Hmm?
Could you pass the knotted screwball, please?
What?
The knotted screwball. I thought you said you wanted to help me. You've just been sitting there reading your weird magazines.
My magazines are weird. You're the one with 2 years back copies of Pot Noodle News.
Could you just pass the screwball, please?
This thing?
No, the green one.
When are you going to be finished? I'm bored.
I'm almost there. We'll be able to go out and try it in a minute.
What are you doing, anyway?
I told you all about it yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, while you were reading What Shrapnel Monthly.
I remember you wittering on about something while I was looking at some colour pictures of groin wounds.
Sarah, this territorial army thing of yours is beginning to worry me a bit.
And there were all these lovely photos of big tanks.
Maybe you should stop going to these meetings.
No way. Just tell me what you're up to or I'll use this screwball on your nodules.
All right. I've converted the toaster into a time machine.
Well, I wish you'd told me this morning. I couldn't work out why the toast kept disappearing.
Still needs a bit of work, I think. Can you pass the instructions?
Where did you get these?
At work. I managed to get a copy from one of the guys in the research department. We're going to be giving them away as free gifts.
Free with what?
The new gallon-sized pot noodle.
A gallon?
Yeah, I thought I'd try one out before they hit the shops.
Marco, where is it?
Where's what?
If you've got this free gift here, then I presume you've got a gallon-sized pot noodle lurking about in your bedroom somewhere. Now, where is it?
Oh, there's no need to look so frightened. Actually, you're sitting on it.
What? I thought it was a little stool. Brussels sprout and Bovril flavour.
Fun for all the family.
More like a nightmare for all the family.
No, look. You can get these free forks.
Great. And why is there a hot water bottle sellotaped to the side?
Ah, that's the optional sachet of marmalade. Look. They'll sell like hotcakes, you'll see.
And to help sell them, you're giving away free instructions on how to convert a toaster into a time machine. I'd love to meet your marketing people.
Ah, it's not just toasters and time machines. There's a whole set of instructions to collect. Do you want to see the others?
Not really, no.
Right. Shall we try it out then?
What? Is it finished?
I think so.
You'd better not be expecting me to be your guinea pig again.
What do you mean again?
Remember that new ice cream recipe you came up with?
Yes.
I was in hospital for 3 weeks. I've still got the scars. Look.
Okay. Well, why don't we pop outside and find next door's cat? Try it out on him instead.
Come on then, let's get it over with.
Hi Dave, how's the bath?
Well, it was okay until I put the bird in. I was playing at Ice Station Zebra using Tweety as a submarine. You know the bit where the submarine finally breaks through the ice and Rock Hudson comes out?
No.
Well, when Tweety rose to the surface and broke through the bubbles, he just fell apart. I've got all these bits of dead bird stuck to my legs. I'm dirtier now than when I went in.
That'll be Claire.
I bet you a can of beer that she's picked up some bloke.
I'll see your can of beer and raise you one trip to Wiggy's for a pint of milk, but he's Italian.
You're on.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Claire. Good day at work.
Not bad. What's that you've got stuck to your legs, Dave?
Oh, you don't want to know.
You been out to the pub?
Yeah, and Marco is upstairs in his room with Sarah doing some banging.
He's beaten me to it tonight, then.
And who's this?
This is Juan John Jacques Claude, the office hunk. He's on a 6-month attachment from the Italian branch. Sorry?
Nothing.
You off to a nightclub, then?
Yeah, just popped in to get my car keys.
What have you been doing?
We went to a local restaurant. I had this great lobster and chips.
Ha!
What?
Oh, nothing.
That's some suntan you've got there. You get that in Italy.
No, I've got it out of a bottle.
Shut up! come on then, Juan, let's go clubbing.
But I fancy watching the telly. It's news night on, lads.
Come on, Juan!
Bye, lads.
Bye, Juan. Shall I get some more beers from the fridge?
Yeah, might as well. The late film's about to start.
Dear Tiddles, goochie goochie coo, come on.
Marco, you might as well give up. He's not going to come near you. I think that stuffing programme has made them all a bit edgy.
Yeah?
You know my neighbour, Mrs. Pogram? She had to take her dog down to the vet the other day. He'd injured his neck and paws from looking over his shoulder and running away a lot.
Really?
Why can't you just use bread?
Well, you've done that already, haven't you? No, it's time to test it on living creatures. Sarah?
Don't even think about it. Come anywhere near me with that toaster and I'll try out some of the techniques in that article on groin wounds.
No, look, it'll be fine. It won't hurt much. All you have to do is dial up the push down this lever.
I'm warning you. One step closer and it's bayonet time.
Ah, spoil, spoil.
And even if I survived the toaster treatment, you'd want me to try out that monster pot noodle, wouldn't you?
That was going to be our breakfast tomorrow.
Pot noodle for breakfast? What happened to good old-fashioned cornflakes?
But I thought you'd like breakfast in bed. A fork each and a large pot nestling between us.
Right, that's it. I'm off.
Off? Off where? Aren't you going to help me with my experiments?
Not unless it involves brain surgery with a potato peeler.
How did you guess?
What?
That's the next thing I was going to try. Look, here are the instructions. Sarah, where are you going? Come back.
That was rubbish.
How do you know? You weren't concentrating.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't. You've been in the kitchen half the time. What's that you're eating now?
Oh, champignon avec ketchup.
Champignon? You mean mushrooms?
Ah, oui.
Dave, that's disgusting. How could you eat those mushrooms off Tweety?
Oh, no. You've had all of those.
Hey, what? When?
About half an hour ago. On that toast I made for you.
I thought that was cheese.
No, that was Tweety's mushies. I fished them out of the bathwater and they went all squidgy.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
Right, where's the sad old Git channel?
But never before peeling. Now take this variety here. It's a lovely little specimen, isn't it? Beautiful branches, lovely leaves and gorgeous blue berries that unfortunately taste absolutely disgusting. Still, I'll tell you what you can do with them. A bag of manure, two hedgehogs and a hosepipe. In a minute after this break.
Oh, it's too late even for the dirty films. We're on to gardening programmes now.
If you're sat around at home, make sad friends on the telephone. 0898 553 7910.
Whoa, psychics! Oh, hi Claire, you're back early. Where's Juan?
Who?
Mr. Charisma from Dudley.
I couldn't believe it. He got off with this plain girl.
What? You mean one without thigh boots, a leather miniskirt and a flappy top? Oh, it's all go tonight. Who's that?
It's Marco. Hi there. Have you been out cleaning the streets again?
Where's Sarah?
She's gone home, I think. She just sort of ran off into the night.
What have you been doing with the toaster? Taking it for a walk?
No. Look, I might as well tell you, I've converted it into a time machine.
a time machine.
It's sad, really. This is what happens when you pack pot noodles for a living.
What flavour have you been on this week?
Oh, chicken and mushroom.
Really? Can you get me the recipe? I've always wanted to know the ingredients. I'm sure I can taste semolina in there and rust.
Yeah, that's right. And you know the little bag of soy sauce? Well, it isn't soy sauce, it's samp oil.
Hang on. Are you serious? Is that really a time machine?
Yeah. I've just been trying to test it out on next door's cat, but he won't come near me for some reason.
Well, he wouldn't fit in the slots anyway, would he?
No. Look, can you hold on to it for a second? I'm just going to get some tools.
Oh, yeah, sure. Take your time.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, come on, let's give it a go. There's nothing on the telly.
Do you really think it's a time machine?
Oh, I don't know. But hey, look at the dial on the side. It's calibrated in years.
Maybe he just likes very crunchy taste.
Well, let's try it out. What year do you fancy?
Oh, I don't know. Just set it to something.
OK. Do you think I have to put some bread in?
Oh, give it here.
Claire, is that you?
Yes, of course it is. Can you see the light switch anywhere?
No.
I think we might have blown the main fuse with that stupid toaster.
Claire?
What?
I don't think we're in the flat anymore.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's raining.
Good point.
And I think that's the Blackpool Tower over there.
What? Where's the toaster?
Down here. I think the tide's coming in. It's all wet.
Yeah, and so are my feet. Come on, let's get up onto the main road.
Some time machine. I thought we'd at least stay in the flat.
I don't believe we have gone back in time. I think Marco hit us over the head with something. Probably the toilet brush. And then drove us up here.
Why would he do that? And anyway, he couldn't. He hasn't got a car.
Sarah has. I bet she's behind this. She's probably buried a load of landmines on the beach, too.
You don't like her very much, do you?
Do you remember when I got home late a couple of weeks ago?
You get home late every night.
No, that night I threw up on next door's cat and then accidentally let him into Marco's room.
I remember the screams, yeah? And the meows.
Well, Sarah was on house patrol that night.
On what?
House patrol. Something to do with her army training, I think. When she stays over, she kind of remains alert all night. Usually in the kitchen, behind the bin. Anyway, when Marco screamed, she came bounding out with a bowl of cherries and a rolled-up copy of What Bairnit and had a go at me.
What did you do?
I threw up in her face.
And this is her getting her own back, is it?
I don't know. Could be.
Well, we can ask someone the date when we get off the beach. Then we'll know for sure.
I'm going to kill the pair of them. Dave? Huh? What if we have gone back in time? I don't want to be stuck in the past. I might have to wear flares.
Oh, shut up and keep walking.
I feel awful. I'm going to make a cup of tea and go to bed. Do you want one, Dave? Dave?
Hello, Al. Are you feeling all right? You look a bit pale.
I am feeling a bit delicate, actually. Have you seen Dave?
Yes, he was here with Claire a few minutes ago. Where are they? And where's the toaster?
I don't know. I think Dave used the grill to make my toast. I'm going to be sick again.
No, wait. Have you really not seen either of them?
I haven't seen Claire since she went out with her Dudley-based Italian friend.
Oh, no. I think they've used the toaster.
Well, a little word of advice. If Dave hands you any toast, you flush it down the bog straight away. It'll save a lot of time.
What are you on about?
Look, I'm sure they've just popped out to Wiggy's for a pint of milk or something.
What, at this time of night?
Oh yeah, she's always open. There's never anything on the shelves you actually want to buy, of course, but she's always open.
Maybe I'd better pop down and check.
No, I'll go. I need to get something for my stomach anyway.
Did you get through?
Well, I spoke to somebody in the flat, but I don't know who it was. When I told them I was in Blackpool with a toaster, they hung up. It was a cheap phone call, though. I only had to put a 2p in the box.
Really? Well, I found out where we are. We are definitely in Blackpool.
Oh, what a genius! We nearly lost the toaster under a tram when we came off the beach. There's an extremely large towering thing covered in lights over there. And down on the main road is a large illuminated sign saying, Welcome to Blackpool. I think we can safely say we are not in Bognor.
Fair enough.
So, did you find out what year it is?
Yeah.
Well, tell me or I'll plug this in and toast your ears.
1976.
Right. Now what?
Well, we've got to try and get back. I don't fancy plugging this in, though, not after the soaking it's had.
Ah, but we didn't plug it in before, did we?
Oh.
Maybe it's battery-powered, like Marco's head.
Or like some of the things in your bedroom, perhaps.
Look, just pour out the water, dial up 1997 and press the lever.
Okay.
Hey, hang on a second.
Or what?
This is Blackpool, yeah?
Yeah.
And we've gone back in time, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
That means everything will be really cheap.
You know, I'm not sure that I fancy any more beer. I've had 6 pints already this evening.
I wasn't thinking of beer. Come on.
Huh? Where are you going?
To the pleasure beach.
Okay. Just as long as we don't go on any fast, spinny things.
Hello there.
Hello.
You busy tonight?
Oh, yes, very. People coming, going all night. Nearly cleaned me out of everything again.
Really?
No, I haven't seen a soul for 7 hours.
You haven't seen my flatmates then?
That nice one is always buying tins of pilchards.
But not tonight?
No.
Oh well, it was worth a try.
There are 3 tins of creamed rice on aisle 2.
Really?
Can't tempt you then?
Not at the moment, no.
What can I get you then?
Something to settle my stomach, please. Well, my whole body, really.
Got a little bottom trouble?
I'm expecting some.
Well, as my mother used to say, you should have a nice healthy mixture of floaters and sinkers. And if they come out like bullets, see a doctor.
I'll remember that.
This should sort you out. Whitney's bowel exhaust, only £2.50.
That sounds good. And you definitely haven't seen my friends.
No. Shall I put aside some pilchards anyway?
No. It'll be all right. We'll struggle on without them.
Are you okay?
Oh, just about. I think it must have been that bad pint I had earlier on.
Looked like more than a pint to me.
Oh.
And did you have to do it into that poor man's hood?
Oh, he didn't notice.
He will if it starts raining again. Or if one of his kids wants to sit on his shoulders.
Well, I told you that I didn't like the sound of the whizzy para-whirler. You should have gone on that gentle thing with the swans.
I am not going on the swan love tunnel, especially not with you. Look, how about we give your stomach another 10 minutes to settle down and then go on to something more adventurous like that one, the jerky jiggler.
More than 10 minutes required, I think.
Well, you go and have a little sit down. I'm going to have something to eat. Can I have a large candy floss, please?
What about the log flume? Some gentle bobbing around with a few brief seconds of terror. I'm sure my stomach could handle that.
Nope, it's the jerky jiggler or nothing. Thanks very much.
Here, what's this?
What does it look like? It's a pound coin.
A pound what?
Evening all. How are you tonight then, Agnes?
I'm fine. Here, this young lady just tried to pay me with a pound coin.
Really? Forged money, eh?
No, I just made a mistake.
Come on, empty your pockets.
Oh, all right. Look, see, normal money. That pound coin thing was just a joke.
Really? This 50 pence piece says it was made in 1995.
Really? Dave?
What?
Run!
Here! Come back, you two!
You stupid idiot.
Don't talk, run!
Where to?
Down here.
Right.
No, left.
Right.
Mind that granny!
Not granny. Oof. Oh no, the toaster!
Ah! Get out!
Al?
Yeah?
Where are you?
In the kitchen.
What are you doing?
Worrying.
What about?
These pills. Look at this list of side effects. And why do you think they suggest having the toilet sandblasted once you're better?
No idea. You know, I don't think Claire and Dave will be able to work out how to get back here.
No?
I didn't finish labelling all of the dials and switches. We'll have to go after them.
What are you doing?
Ringing Sarah. I'm going to get her to bring her toaster over. Hello, dear. It's me.
What do you want?
I just wanted to say hello.
Oh, right. Hello.
Hello.
Is that it?
Not quite.
Didn't think it would be. Look, I'm not coming back over.
Why not?
Well, partly because I don't want to die, but mostly because I'm not too keen on what's on offer for breakfast.
Look, we're in a bit of trouble here. Claire and Dave have used the toaster.
Really? Did they take the big pot with them?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I'll stay here in bed then, where it's nice and safe. Do you know where they've gone?
No idea. They could be anywhere.
So what are you going to do? Make another time machine and chase after them? Hey, you could use a food blender this time, or maybe a Hoover. Why don't you have a browse through the Argos catalogue and pick something?
You're not taking this very seriously, are you?
I'm not taking it seriously. You're the one who tries to seduce women with pot noodles.
I still think it would make a lovely romantic breakfast. And we could round it off with some toast, perhaps?
You want to borrow my toaster, don't you?
Well, yes.
Get lost.
Sarah!
I'm not coming anywhere near your flat again till you've thrown away all those stupid instructions and removed all traces of noodle-based products. Now, good night.
Strange girl.
Is she coming around?
Nah, I don't think so.
Look, you're going to have to convert another toaster.
We haven't got another toaster.
Well, what about using the Hoover?
Ah, don't you start?
Start what? Marco, you've got to try and get them back.
I know!
Look, what was so special about the toaster anyway?
I'm not sure. There was some small print at the bottom of the instruction sheet. Maybe it'll say something in there.
Worth a look. You might find we can use the Hoover after all.
Gosh, it's very small writing. We do not accept any responsibility whatsoever for lost relatives, friends or bread.
Is that all there is?
Yeah, looks like it. Ah, no. Hang on. There's some more on the other side. It is possible to use household appliances other than toasters, although toasters have the advantage of being small, portable and have a crumb tray. So long as the appliance has a springy component, then there is a good chance that the above instructions can be used if modified slightly to account for the difference in the damping coefficient.
Springy? Ah.
What?
Your granny.
She's not springy.
Yes, she is. I saw her coming out of the bingo with a bottle of gin last week and she was wobbling all over the place.
Well, we could, but it would cost us a fortune in gin. Why don't we have a look in Claire's room? She might have a few useful gadgets lying around.
I've seen quite a few of Claire's useful gadgets, and most of them aren't suitable for family viewing. We'd get arrested if we took any of them out into the streets.
Yeah, I suppose so. Ah, I've just thought of something.
What?
Something I've heard oscillating in Claire's room on many occasions. Follow me and bring the toolkit.
Right.
The next train to depart from Platform 4 will be the 1443 to Bognor Regis, calling at Cheltenham, Edinburgh, Greenock Central, Goose Tree, and all stations to Delhi. There will be a buffet service between East Grinstead and Walthamstow, but it won't be open as the chef has alcohol poisoning. Anyone hoping to get a seat or some luggage space clearly hasn't travelled the British Rail before. We hope you have a pleasant journey. Fat chance. Pass the bottle, Sid. Hey, you still seeing Derek's wife? What? No, it's not. I switched it off. Wrong switch. Bugger.
Here you go.
What's this?
Salt and vinegar.
Where's my double cheeseburger, large fries and medium Coke?
Dave, this is 1976. There won't be a dodgy burger bar along for years. Go on, have a crisp. Any sign of the train yet?
No. I'm still not sure about this, Claire.
But what else can we do? You threw the toaster into the log flume. We've got to try and get back to London somehow.
But we're in 1976. I'm only 8 years old.
Well, you can pop round and buy yourself some Lego.
What?
Or a Cindy doll. Depends on what sort of boy you were, really.
Oh, well, I was more into Action Man myself.
Wasn't much of a role model for you, was he? Drunken Man would have been better. Instead of Jeep scuba gear and rifles, you would have had to have a beer gut, an empty wallet and a snooker cue.
Oh, Claire.
I think this is our train. I have every confidence in Marco. I'm sure he'll catch up with us eventually. Remember when we all went on that picnic last summer? He rescued us there too.
No, he didn't. You got drunk, then got off with the deck chair attendant and woke up in the zoo.
And then he came to my rescue.
Rubbish. He just picked you up at the police station.
Well, I'm sure he'll think of something. He always does.
Whoa, slow down.
Okay.
How was it for you?
Well, I was only slightly seasick.
That's good. I think our rhythm is getting better too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't bounce off at all that time.
This duvet is getting a bit dirty though. I still don't think Claire will approve of us using her waterbed.
She'll be grateful once we've rescued her.
Maybe. Where do you think we are this time?
Don't know. It's a bit dark, isn't it?
This must be about the 10th place we tried now. You know, I think we should have stayed on that tropical island. It was nice and warm there, and there wasn't a mushroom in sight.
Well, it was your fault we had to leave. Those natives were going to kill us. Why did you have to chase after that bird?
I wanted a replacement for Tweety Pie. How was I to know it was their sacred bird? It just looked like a pigeon to me.
Oh, that's cause you're colourblind.
Well, this is great fun. No sign of the toaster people, and I'm getting dripped on. What is this place?
I don't know. Turn on your bedside lamp.
Why don't you turn yours on?
I don't want to move. I'm nice and cozy just now.
lovely.
Well, the time tracer says we're getting closer.
Time tracer? You mean egg timer?
Yeah. It says we're only a minute away from them now.
A minute? This is the closest we've been yet. How did you manage that?
I've been doing some work on it. I seem to have got through an awful lot of eggs, though.
How can they only be a minute away? I can't see them anywhere.
Don't know. Fancy a boiled egg?
No thanks.
I think we're in some sort of tunnel. Point the lamp over there.
Okay. Oh, look. Railway tracks. Running right under the bed.
Railway tracks? Hey, look over there. At that little white light down there in the distance.
That must be the entrance to the tunnel. Oh, it's just gone out.
Oops.
What are we going to do?
Start bouncing. Come on.
Right.
No, we're out of sync. Bounce together.
Okay.
And bounce.
More pudding?
No, I couldn't eat another thing. That serving bloke has disappeared anyway.
Probably gone to wash the sandwiches.
Oh, I feel really tired now. What time do you think it is?
Don't know. My watch has got confused. The hands are all wrapped around each other.
It probably couldn't handle the stresses of time travel.
No, I think it was when you hit me.
Oh, right. Do you think if I hit you again, the hands will untangle themselves?
No.
Well, can I just hit you anyway?
No.
Sorry. I think I've got jet lag.
You mean time traveller's lag?
Whatever. I could really do with a kip just now.
I think I can feel my hangover starting. Is this buffet car licensed, do you think?
You don't want more beer, do you?
Beer for breakfast. Oh, that's always a tricky decision, isn't it? Ah, I wonder if they do kebabs.
Ugh. You know what I fancy right now?
What?
I fancy lying in bed with the controls set to grade 3 waves and watching Leatherworld on the telly.
Not much chance of that for a bit, is there? I think it'll be some time before you see your waterbed again.
Hello.
What on earth are you two doing in my bed?
Bouncing. A bit.
Bouncing?
Sarah wouldn't bring her toaster over, you see, and Marco didn't want to use his granny.
What?
We've come to rescue you.
How did you find us?
We had a look through Marco's other instructions. Down at the bottom of the heap, underneath DIY pile removal, we found instructions on how to build a time tracer.
Looks a bit like our egg timer to me.
And the reason it took us so long to find you was that we kept running out of eggs. We ended up in all sorts of weird places.
But that was no longer a problem once we found the hens.
The hens?
Yeah. We keep them in the bedside cabinet. Look.
Fine.
Are you coming in then?
What? You want us all to get under that duvet?
Yeah. It'll be a bit friendly, but unless you fancy squeezing into the cabinet there with Fu Young and Vindaloo, Then you're going to have to put up with it.
Okay, then. Move over.
Budge over a bit, Al.
Oh, right. I get the wet patch again, do I?
Hey, what have you been doing?
It sprung a leak.
Ooh, there's something soft under the duvet.
That's my foot. Touch it again and you'll be limping home.
No, this.
Oh, that's a replacement for Tweety.
Oh, thanks.
That's how we got the leak. All the natives were throwing spears at us and one of them hit the bed. Don't suppose you've got a puncture repair kit there, have you, Claire?
Not on me, no.
Are you all ready?
Yes.
No, get off my arm.
Sorry.
Ow.
Sorry.
Oh, I think I'm getting cramped.
And bounce.
In We're Not in Bognor, Michael Spitzer played Dave, Chris Pepper, Al, Marie Davis, Claire, Tristan Citroshek, Marco, and Nicole Higgins, Sarah. Charles Unwin was Juan and the policeman, Sylvia Friedenberger, Wiggy, Mike Parkins, the gardening presenter, Alan Morgan, the station announcer, and Charlotte Simon, Agnes. The studio managers were Mike Parkins and Susie Robbins. We're Not in Bognor was written and produced by Alan Morgan.